Listen up. Let me put these topics on the table. Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday, brought to you by Westlow Chevrolet, Car Country Carlsbad. Big stories, NFL involving San Diego. If they report it, where there is smoke, there may well be fire as it relates to the Chargers. And the Chargers were front and center in a lot of news this afternoon. Darren Sproles signing his tender after not getting an offer anywhere else. LaDainian Tomlinson's blast late yesterday at the people back in San Diego, his former teammates and organization. And how about this one? Connect the dots, because I don't think these people would write this unless there was conversation about this. Are the Chargers about to take a free agent hit? Follow this one with me. Rumors are Indianapolis, which is terribly disappointed in their offensive line and a banging that Peyton Manning got in the most important part of the season, playoffs into the Super Bowl. Colts might have interest in Charger restricted free agent left tackle Marcus McNeil. Agents tell me the price tag would be 5 years, $35 million, $12 to $15 million upfront bonus money. They're willing to give up their first and third round pick as compensation because he was tendered in San Diego. Why would they do that? They get an anchor to protect Peyton Manning for the rest of his career. Is it out of character for Bill Polian to do that? It sure is, but he is really unhappy with his offensive front, which is why he's tearing it apart. Would the Colts be overpaying? No, I don't think so. You're not going to get a Marcus McNeil-type player with a 31st pick in the NFL draft, and who cares about the third-round pick at this point in time? On top of all that, there are no cap implications this year. You can give him any type of bonus number you want, and it won't bother you this season, and we'll worry about next year and the new rules next year if they ever get the rules done. Indianapolis, by the way, has cleared an excess of $10 million in veterans contracts already. And if they sign Marcus McNeil, it challenges the Chargers to match and write the check right now. If they sign Marcus McNeil, it sends Peyton Manning a sign that their continued commitment to him because they got a contract to get done with him. And who are the two most important players on an Indianapolis Colt offense? That quarterback and the left tackle that protects that quarterback. I told you yesterday the Chargers are sitting there having put $25 million in cap space in their own pocket and have not spent it, and have an additional $30 million they would have had to spend on the restricted free agents they're not willing to spend right now. In essence, they're going to try to force their guys to play this whole year for whatever the tender number is, and hope you stay healthy, and then we'll address your free agency next season. Now, this may sound out of character for Bill Polian. And Bill Polian, I think, is tremendously close to A.J. Smith. A.J. Smith came off that Bill Polian tree. Once upon a time, they were all part of the Buffalo Mafia. You know what? This isn't about friendship. Screw friendship. It's about my football team in Indianapolis. You think about that, you connect the dots, because that's a topic of conversation around the NFL, especially back in Indianapolis amongst NFL sources. Want to hear what you've got to say about that? Are they going to take a hit? I mean, the Chargers had multiples of chances to sign Marcus McNeil, get this done. Now they tendered him. But I'll tell you what, Indy doesn't care about the 31st pick. Marcus McNeil's a hell of a lot better than the 31st pick in the first round. You're a Charger fan, jump on board. We'll discuss that. Darren Sproles, another big contract. Now, he needs to be part of that offense a lot more than he's been. It's up to Norv Turner to make that work so he earns his money. What's your take on the LaDainian Tomlinson situation? And I'm not going to use the word that he trashed San Diego. I just think he's speaking out of honesty and frustration about San Diego. They took everything away from me. They took away the running offense. They took away my fullback. They took away my run-blocking offensive line. They gave it all to the passing quarterback. And there are problems in that organization. You're a Charger fan. You're a Tomlinson fan. Is he speaking sour, or is he speaking the truth about what the Chargers have become? Interesting rumor this afternoon involving Donovan McNabb, and this one comes out of nowhere. San Francisco 49ers. Interested in McNabb from Philadelphia. Track with me on this. Frisco, which has really built well through the draft, having interest in McNabb for a number two draft pick. The Niners could package McNabb, Frank Gore, Michael Crabtree, Vernon Davis, and the multiple number one picks they have in their pocket, they could really bring this thing back quickly, don't you think? You're a 49er fan here on the West Coast. What do you think about that? Meanwhile, Brad Childress, for a third time in a week, talks to Brett Favre. Last week, he went there to meet with him in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Now he's had a third phone call with him, stressing the urgency for a decision. Why? Because Childress is trying to stay in the middle of the Donovan McNabb trade conversations. Interesting trade today, and you connect the dots on this one. Philadelphia-Cleveland. Eagles trade starting cornerback Sheldon Brown, starting linebacker Chris Gokong, two pretty good football players. They go to the Browns for pass rusher Alex Hall and a fourth and fifth round draft pick. Why does that impact anything if you're trading Sheldon Brown away? Does that mean the Eagles may try to make this move to get Nnamdi Asamoah of the Raiders in a Donovan McNabb deal? So I got a ton, an absolute ton of stuff related to the NFL, and we're talking big deals here. Marcus McNeil to Indianapolis, Donovan McNabb to San Francisco, or maybe now to the Raiders this Easter weekend. I got football phone lines open. I want to hear from you. Elsewhere around the NFL, Dallas Cowboys release left tackle Flozell Adams, release starting safety Ken Hamlin. They were not going to pay Adams $7.5 million, not going to pay Hamlin $6 million. This changes everything now Dallas is going to do, I think, in the first round of the NFL draft. Now they have to go get offensive linemen because they don't have a left tackle, and they got an aged one at right tackle, and their backups I don't think can play. I don't understand this, but then again, I don't understand a lot that goes on with the Redskins. They've just signed Willie Parker, the free agent running back of Pittsburgh, so now he joins Clinton Portis and Larry Johnson in their mix and in the rotation. St. Louis Rams have signed Carolina free agent linebacker Nile Diggs. New England has just signed Carolina free agent starting defensive tackle Damone Lewis. Arizona has signed New York Jets field goal kicker Jay Feely. And New Orleans is going to make a decision this weekend whether they offer a contract to 30-year-old Jamal Lewis, the Cleveland Brown Baltimore Raven running back, or whether they go after Justin Fargas of the Raiders. Not good news with the New York Jets as it relates to Mark Sanchez. Knee patellar tendon surgery. It was six weeks ago. His rehab has gone much slower. He is not even running yet. In Pittsburgh, this is the latest. Police in Georgia have now completed the four-week investigation of evidence into the Ben Roethlisberger alleged sexual assault. They have turned the entire file over to the prosecuting attorney. They could determine charges by early next week. Sean Rogers, Cleveland Browns nose tackle, today charged with felony possession of a gun at Hopkins International Airport. He carried an eight-round clip loaded 45 with him and tried to get it through security. You got to be kidding me. And in Oakland, Hugh Jackson, 1 week into full offseason workouts, is getting praised by all the players for the swagger that he's installed in the Raiders offense. His evident demands of all the skilled players to run the routes precisely and to be on the field and do everything he is demanding. They're making progress with the skilled players, though nobody is saying whether they're making progress with Jamarcus Russell. So I got a lot of NFL football for you to call and comment on. I got 10 phone lines. Can I fill them up on a Friday with a Charger fan, with a Colt fan, with an Eagle fan to talk about the trade with Cleveland, to talk about the potential of the trade with the 49ers and with the Minnesota Vikings? Hop on board. Want to hear from you. Looking for basketball fan? Want you to shoot a three-point shot right now. March Madness, Final Four mini poll. Who's going to win? Good teams, great coaches, not great superstars. This is a very different feel to the NCAA tournament. You got Michigan State against Butler, the Grinders versus the Go-Getters, Corey Lucius, Raymar Morgan, Chris Allen, Summers against Matt Howard and those three-point shooters, Gordon Haywood and Shell Mack. You got Tom Izzo's experience against Brad Stevens' 24-game winning streak. Butler is going to have to hit a hell of a lot of threes. They're going to have to keep Howard out of foul trouble. I got Hoosierville beating the Spartans. I got Butler winning this game against Michigan State. Duke, West Virginia, Blue Blood, Blue Devils, Nolan Smith, Singler, Shire, Zubek, the Plumlee brothers against Deshaun Butler and John Mazzulla. Coach K and all of his history against Bob Huggins' attitude, it's us against the world. How are the Mountaineers going to score? How do they keep the Devils off the board? It will be Tobacco Road versus Take Me Home Country Road. I think Duke does it to them this weekend. Want your calls and comments? I am picking Butler over State, Duke over West Virginia. Looking for a basketball fan in this first hour to jump on an open phone line. NCAA coaches at their breakfast today in Indianapolis. They are not happy with this whole bracket of 96 idea that's going to be voted on and approved. You tell me. You are cheapening March Madness just so you can go get a TV payday. Is there anybody out there that thinks there's anything wrong with March Madness the way it's structured right now? On the coaching front, Eugene Register Guard has reported that Oregon wants to interview Brad Stevens of Butler next Monday. Jamie Dixon, Pitt, has turned them down. Tubby Smith in Minnesota this afternoon says he's not interested. Meanwhile, on the ladies' side of the court, reports that Colorado is interested in San Diego State Lady Aztec coach Beth Burns. Yes, it's the Big 12, but I'll tell you what, the Buffaloes are an underachieving athletic program. Why would you ever want to go there? NBA basketball, the Lakers are in the midst of DEFCON 2 alert, but Kobe Bryant just got his. Kobe Bryant, about an hour ago, signed a three-year, $52 million contract, bypassing free agency. He will not opt out. He got his money. Team, though, is in trouble. Team chemistry, team defense, injuries, you tell me. By the way, Lakers, who are just 9-12 against the good teams, get a good team tonight. Utah rolls into town, having won 12 of their last 17. Elsewhere in basketball, Memphis has lost big center Marc Gasol for the year, neck injury, and guard Ron Brewer torn hamstring. Sacramento's lost Spencer Hawes for the year, deep bone bruise in his knee. The incoming Russian owner of the New Jersey Nets, Mikhail Prokhorov, wants to talk to Jeff Van Gundy and Avery Johnson about their vacant NBA coaching job. Ugly story in Miami. Guard Dwayne Wade wants sole responsibility to raise his two kids. He said his wife is unfit. She is practicing voodoo religion. She is countersued, charging Wade with gross negligence and adultery for giving her a sexually transmitted disease. Nice story in Miami. Remember Chicago Bulls former Utah State guard Kirk Snyder found guilty last night of breaking, entering, and assaulting and robbing a dentist in his home. 18 years in prison. He's got bipolar problems and schizophrenia, yet the guilty verdict was turned in by the jury. And Kevin Garnett was socked with a $25,000 fine by the NBA today for ripping referees for allowing Kevin Durant to shoot 15 free throws in a game against Oklahoma City this week. Major League Baseball, plain and simple, two words, like, dislike. Looking for baseball fans, what do you like about the Padres? This isn't bogus, people. They have lost only one of their last 20. What do you like? What do you dislike? I like the depth of pitching. I worry about the depth of the everyday lineup if anybody gets hurt. Angel fans, what do you like or dislike? Your team, by the way, is 11-15 this spring. I like the potential of their starting staff. I dislike the lack of their big hitters. I think they're going to miss Schoenfiggins and Vlad Guerrero. Dodger fans, what do you like or dislike about your team? I like their five core players and their two frontline starters. I don't like anything else about the rest of the Dodgers' starting rotation. Do you agree or do you disagree with me? On the roster front, Milwaukee has opened negotiations with ex-White Sox slugger Jermaine Dye. Seattle Mariners negotiating with Jared Washburn. Philadelphia brought in Tim Redding, former Met and Colorado pitcher, for physical exam. Pittsburgh has just traded pitcher Virgil Vasquez to Tampa Bay, and the Giants have traded young AA pitcher Ben Snyder to Texas with a top Class A pitcher Edwin Escobar. San Francisco this afternoon has just optioned Buster Posey to Fresno despite the fact he hit .330. In Arizona, Brandon Webb has undergone a cortisone injection for his ailing shoulder. The exam, though, came back good. There is no structural damage, but he's got significant inflammation. Cincinnati, a setback. Johnny Cueto, back stiffness, has not had a good spring with a 5.40 ERA, and Tampa Bay has put Matt Joyce on the DL with a sprained elbow. Alex Rodriguez met with lawyers from Major League Baseball's commissioner's office last night for 3 hours to discuss his relationship with a Canadian HGH doctor, Tony Galea. He continues to insist and turned over evidence. Galea treated him only with a blood plasma platelet treatment, not HGH. A-Rod has yet to meet with the FBI. The man charged with the murder, the drunk driving crash that killed Angel pitcher Nick Adenhart, who pled not guilty, now wants the trial delayed. Andrew Gallo wants a change of venue. He was arrested after broadsiding the car that Adenhart was in early last season, killing him instantly. He had 3 times the blood alcohol count, and dude pleads not guilty. Ex-Padre and Braves second baseman Marcus Giles has pled guilty to domestic abuse, 3 years probation, 4 months of counseling. a really sad note in baseball. Remember 20-game left-handed winner Mike Cuellar? Is on his deathbed in Miami. Severe cancer. Four-time 20-game winner, the Cuban refugee was. In 1971, the little left-hander was part of that four-man Oriole rotation. Cuellar, Palmer, Dobson, and McNally, they each won 20 games that mystical season. And hockey, thanks for coming and doing a good job. Now here's your plane ticket. Go back to the minor leagues. I don't understand this. The LA Kings have optioned goaltender Jean Bernier back to the American Hockey League after he won back-to-back games, one on the road and one at home last night. Jonathan Quick, who would run out of gas, has 39 wins for the Kings. He made 68 starts in 75 games before he collapsed. The Kings called up Jean Bernier, and the French-Canadian did a hell of a job, but now they sent him back to the American Hockey League. And one final note, Tiger Woods' teachers at an Orange County elementary school today called him a liar at a press conference in Orange County. Tiger had told his mistresses he had been tied to a tree in sixth grade and the N-word had been painted on him. The teachers in a press briefing today said that incident never happened. The school never had a report of that incident. And the principal said if it had happened on this campus, we would have known about it. They've charged Tiger with making up the story to give him to his mistresses, just like the story that he was in a loveless marriage. That's it. That's what's going on.